Why do you think I have to get into that building? You probably think he's going to work there. No. I have to get into that building because I can get a free cup of coffee there. And you know why? Because I'm homeless. In Amsterdam, I can tell you exactly where to get a cup of coffee. I know that now. But you didn't think that, me looking like this, because I don't fit the profile of a homeless person, right? Because a homeless person is supposed to look like that. Well, let me clue you in on something. Only a small number of homeless people look like that. Most homeless people look very normal. You probably see them every day, maybe sitting next to you in the bus, or maybe passing you on the street, and you have no idea that they're homeless, but they are. Well, now I know that anybody can become homeless, even you. So who thinks he's safe and who takes his life for granted is wrong, because it can happen to you too. But what then? If you have health insurance, for example, you get ill, you'll be helped. But there is no insurance for problems, let alone for homelessness. That kind of insurance is yet to be invented. But how do you become homeless? Well, talking from my own experience, things happen to you. One thing triggers another thing, and before you know it, you're homeless. Well, this is what happened to me. I grew up in a normal family in Amsterdam, had a very happy youth. I did well at school. I went to college. As a matter of fact, I went to the TU Delft right here. I studied here. And after that, I studied information technology at the University of Amsterdam. And after college, I moved to Canada and later to the United States to study further and to work. I used to own a very successful business in San Francisco. And I had a good life. I made money. I was happy. I was a normal guy. And then I decided to come back to Holland. When I got back here, I got good jobs. I worked as a telecoms engineer. I worked in the banking business for a while. And my life was good. Everything I touched, you could say, turned into gold. I was young, fast, successful. And then I met this beautiful lady. We fell in love. We got married. And my first son was born. I was 29 years old then, at the time. And I felt really responsible. I was a father now, and I had a family for which I had to provide. So I focused on my career. After a while, I found this position as a manager for a big company. I made a lot of money, and life was good. I had a solid marriage. I had a son now as a father. And when I was 34, my daughter was born, and that completed our family. And I was happy, and we could afford anything we wanted. But unfortunately, that happiness didn't last. Me and my wife, we started having arguments, the bickering started, and one day I came from work, and she was back, and she said that she was going to leave. And she left. Well, there I was, with two young children, for which I had to take care alone. Well, I love my children, so taking care of my children was the issue. The problem was that I had to combine it with a very intense job where I normally put in 10 hours a day. And that was very stressful. After 3 years of ordeals, the stress and strain really took their toll on me. I started developing psychological problems, financial problems, the bills stacked up. And there had to be a solution. I thought I was going to go crazy. And the last thing I wanted was to snap, because I read the papers, and I knew I'm not Superman, and I'm still in control now. And the last thing I want is a thing go wrong. So I spoke to a couple of people, my doctor, and I saw to it that my children went to a safe place, and I turned in the keys of my house, and I literally fled my life. The collecting agencies, everybody was after me. And I felt really disappointed in me. I had let my kids down. And I'm a proud person. So to be seen in my hometown with a backpack sleeping in the park, that was the last thing I wanted. So I fled to another city. And there I rented a room for a while. And I did all kinds of things to survive. I worked as a cleaner. I worked in a factory. But nothing really worked out. And finally, I got laid off. And then I couldn't pay for my room anymore. So I got evicted. And then I was really homeless. I was on the street. It was a new situation for me. I didn't know what to do. So after a couple of days walking the streets, I looked for help. And they sent me to the shelter. And the shelter was horrible. I slept in a dorm and with maybe 20 people. And people fought and it stunk. And people used hard drugs, etc., etc. But it was still better than the street. It was very cold. And after a while, they told me that I had to go back to the city that I had fled, Amsterdam. So I swallowed my pride, jumped on my bicycle, and I rode back to Amsterdam. And there I went to another shelter. This shelter was, in comparison with the first shelter, better. It was cleaner, and instead of in a dorm, I came in a room with another person, but still it was like a prison. You couldn't say nothing. They told you to go left or go right, and you had to leave the building before 9 o'clock. You couldn't come back till 4 o'clock, and if you came later than 10 o'clock, you would have lost your bed. And there was a regime. And I felt that I was being hunted. I was on the run all the time. And I was so embarrassed. Every time I left the building, I looked left and right to see whether somebody I knew was there. And then I jumped on my bicycle and started cycling through Amsterdam, looking for things to do, like today. And yeah, I felt stupid and dumb and helpless. And I had no hope whatsoever of solving my problems. So I lived from day to day. And then by coincidence, I found out about this place in Amsterdam called YES, which stands for Je Eigen Stek in Dutch, which means your own place or stakeout. So I Googled it, I gave him a couple of phone calls, and after a while, I was accepted. When I got to YES, it was totally different. It was a community of 16 people, 16 tenants. You had to pay money for your room, but you were free. They gave me my own key, and they told me, this is a self-run organization set up by the homeless for the homeless. And we want you to find your peace and tranquility here, see to it that you get a panoramic view of your problems, make an action plan, and start executing that plan. And it's up to you. If you can do it on your own, good luck. And if you need help, maybe we can help you, the other tenants. So I went to my room and I was like, hey, all the things that you need to solve your problems, you got now. You got a bed, you don't have to worry about a bed. That's guaranteed. You can eat, you can take a shower, there's a computer, there's a phone. And I was liberated. I could use my talents again. So I started sending my emails, writing my letters, and in a minimum of time, I had this helicopter view of all my problems, and I started solving them. Because I'd been in school for 20 years, so I knew how to send an email. I knew how to make a phone call. So those things that I had, I used to help myself. And I felt Jamal again. I wasn't homeless. I could take a shower, iron my shirt, and go to the cafe across the street with my sunglasses and my perfume and order a cup of coffee. And the cup of coffee would be €2.60. And I'd go, here's €3, it's okay. I lived again. And I was good. I was back again. And I was, hey man, you're Jamal. You know, you can do a lot of things. And previously, I was a low life form, capable of nothing. I wasn't even capable of making a phone call. And now I was in control again. I had the control of my life again. And that opportunity was given to me by je eigen stek. And I'm very thankful for that, that they gave me this opportunity. And according to me, if you want to tackle this problem, which can happen to anybody, you should let people do what they can and focus on that instead of focusing on what people can't. And that is my main message. Give people the chance to help themselves. Well, that's basically my story. I'm back again. I don't have debts anymore. I got a home of my own. I got my kids back. I'm a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen again. So thank you very much. I have to go to work now. Bye-bye.